After the Washington Supreme Court struck down the state's felony drug possession law today, and it is now unconstitutional in Washington state for an officer to arrest somebody just strictly for the possession of a controlled substance or narcotics. Joining me on the KGMI Newsline to talk more about this is Sheriff Bill Elfo. Thank you so much for your time, Sheriff.
Good afternoon, and thank you for inviting me on.
Absolutely. So for starters, tell us a little bit about this ruling, what it means, and what it could mean for our community.
Well, we were advised this morning that the state Supreme Court today overturned some longstanding precedent and held that the criminal statutes prohibiting the possession of controlled substances, meaning narcotics, are now unconstitutional. So they found some defects in the statute that relate to intent and require the absence of a requirement that the state prove that the defendant knew that he had narcotics and of their illegal nature. And it stemmed out of a case from Spokane. So this is going to have a pretty significant impact on our community and on policing. Deputies will no longer be able to take enforcement action when encountering persons engaged in narcotics use or in simple possession of narcotics. While many have argued in our community and possession of narcotics might be better treated as a public health rather than a criminal justice issue, and in many cases, in certain circumstances, I agree with that, but drug offenses at all levels, often lead to crimes of violence, property crime, public and neighborhood disorder, and that's probably the second largest complaint that reaches my desk is people living in a neighborhood where there's a large amount of drugs being used and cars coming and going and large gatherings of people that are disrupting the tranquility of the community. Our techniques for finding the people that are selling the drugs, which is always our priority, is to start with people that are in possession of drugs and solicit information from them, and that has led us to being able to disrupt some really serious organized criminal enterprises. If you saw it just the other day, we made an arrest. There were some deadly fentanyl tablets, a large quantity that were distributed. That starts with low-level people in possession giving information to law enforcement. And also prevents law enforcement from referring people who are in possession or using drugs to treatment. We have a number of diversion programs. We have the law enforcement assisted diversion program, drug court, and other options. So, not being able to hold criminal charges over someone's head, which some of them need as their last incentive to get some help, will be disincentivized by this.
How often do you see arrests for people who do have possession of a controlled substance or narcotics?
I don't have the number in front of me, but I can tell you, we hear, boy, this was good. People would say if we legalize possession of drugs, then the jail population will drop down to just practically nothing. But I look today, we have 217 people in our jail system today, and 25 of them are charged with drug possession, but virtually all of them have other serious criminal charges besides drug possession. So we have absolutely zero people that are in jail for simple possession of narcotics. The courts are getting them out. They're getting them into treatments. I'm a little bit frustrated with COVID and some of the limitations and the resources that are available. And the other thing I wanted to add, that we could still charge people with delivery of drugs or possession with intent to distribute. But with today's decision, some of our investigative strategies, as I said before, are going to be frustrated. And as well as our ability to implement street diversion and get people into treatment will be more limited. I don't know how many lives it'd probably be difficult to tell that you save or somebody's circling the drain, and we get them into jail, and we get them into the medical treatment there. They're not willing to go to a crisis stabilization center. They're not willing to go to voluntary treatment, or they've been there, 10 times before, and they just don't want to go back. But sometimes getting them into the facility, having them there for a few days, detoxing them, and they start to make better decisions when their mind is clear, and at least You know, not we're not successful by a long shot in the majority of cases, but at least you can get help for some people. This really removes our ability to do that, which concerns me.
Yeah. Do you foresee any benefits or you know, that could come from this ruling?
Well, I don't see any benefits coming from it. I think we need to, you know, rethink how we handle the drug laws, particularly small amounts of possession, and really push a treatment option rather than a punishment option. But, and, you know, in other states, Oregon recently legalized possession of drugs, but they set limits. Most drugs, I believe it was 3 ounces, under 3 ounces. Here, it's going to be kind of vague. Unless we could demonstrate some intent on the person's part to distribute or sell the drugs, we're not going to be able to hold criminal charges over their head. These are the kind of issues that are better fixed in the legislature than by the court, because they have the opportunity to think these things out.
And, yeah, wow. Anything else that you want to add to this, Sheriff Elfo?
No, I just hope our legislature takes a good look at this and comes up with a well-reasoned remedy to fix the intent requirements that perhaps should be in the statute, and, you know, give a real thought to how we might focus on treatment and for those that are willing to undergo it, forego criminal charges if they get the help that they need, and let's work together on saving lives.
Absolutely. And is this something, too, that our community should be fearful of, this ruling?
Well, you know, we're going to have parents calling that they're going to see people using drugs openly on the streets, and law enforcement's not going to be able to do anything about it. As I said, you know, we get calls all the time about people using drugs and drug parties and people under the influence of, you know, laying out, you know, on the sidewalk and on the streets, and we're going to be very limited in what we can do about that.
Whatcom County Sheriff Bill Elfo talking with me after the Washington Supreme Court struck down the state's felony drug possession law today, and it is now unconstitutional for an officer to arrest somebody strictly on the basis of possessing a controlled substance or narcotics. Thank you again so much for your time, Sheriff Elfo.
Thank you for having me on, and have a good day.